Even if you only occasionally look at the sports pages, you probably know of two of this year's statistical milestones. One is that San Francisco Giants slugger Barry Bonds has passed the 700 mark in career home runs. The other is that Ichiro Suzuki of the Seattle Mariners looks like he's going to set the record for most hits in a season. Day-to-day's Alex Chadwick spoke with our reporter Mike Pesca about the numbers.
You're of the opinion, or at least some baseball people are of the opinion, that these two statistical feats aren't exactly created equal, and why not?
Well, basically, it's because Ichiro's record is part of a good season, a very good season. But Bonds' home run record, passing 700 for his career, actually reflects a great year. And it's not just a great year, it's a year that's unusual because it's challenging people who watch baseball to try to put Bonds' greatness into perspective.
But, you know, Ichiro, I look at this and I think this has got to be a better number because baseball is all about getting hits. And this guy is about to set the record for the most hits ever by anyone. Home runs are one kind of hit, but they're only one kind of hit.
On that point, I talked to Alan Schwartz, who wrote a very interesting book about baseball called The Numbers Game, Baseball's Lifelong Fascination with Statistics. And he puts Ichiro's hits into context thusly.
The vast, vast, vast majority are singles, which, again, are good things, but they're not nearly as valuable as someone, say, like an Adrian Beltre, the third baseman for the Dodgers, okay, who doesn't have nearly as many hits, has a lower batting average, but he has almost 50 home runs. And that's a lot more valuable than, you know, another 70 of Ichiro's singles.
So if Ichiro's over 250 hits, and the all-time record is 257, but when you break down Ichiro's hits, he only has 23 doubles, 5 triples, and 8 home runs. Now, Ichiro's job is to get on base. The problem is he doesn't have a lot of walks. The reason he has so many hits is he's always swinging the bat. He doesn't wait around to walk.
Yeah.
There are more than 100 players in the league this season with more walks than Ichiro.
Well, what about Barry Bonds and his home runs?
Absolutely a great home run hitter among the league leaders. But guess what statistic is also very important to understanding the year Bonds is having? It's also walks. The number of walks Bonds has this year is the most walks anyone has ever had in the history of baseball by far. So there are some records that Bonds has, like the walks, that are unprecedented, but they happen not to be the statistics that the common fan focuses on.
We're looking at batting average. Ted Williams, last player to hit 400.
Absolutely, and the 400 batting average is the gold standard. But Alan Schwartz likes to say that batting average, it's one stat and quite an imperfect stat. He'd like to see people thinking about certain other statistics along with batting average. Maybe start thinking about on-base percentage or slugging percentage, which is the total bases divided by at-bats. Here's what Schwartz says about that.
If you have a 400 on-base percentage, you are darned good. When it comes to slugging percentage, a 500 slugging percentage is a great thing to look for. So actually, when you look at it, 300 batting average, 400 on base percentage, 500 slugging percentage. It's very aesthetically beautiful to see a baseball hitter with that 300, 400, 500 stat line.
So, Mike, a 400 on base percentage is darn good. What's Barry Bonds got?
Over 600. His slugging percentage is over 800. He already holds the all-time record in that. Barry Bonds, when you look at the numbers, is having one of the most amazing years that a hitter has ever had. But because we focus on some stats and not on others, people just aren't realizing it.
And now we do, thanks to Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca.
Thank you, Alex.
That interview by Day-to-Day's Alex Chadwick.